Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Byers & Company. Kevin Brahaney sits in for the vacationing Brian Byers. This hour we've got Penny Butts with the YMCA, Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards, Ryan McCready of the EDC, and Trisha Korjalak coming on today.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All that this hour, Nick. Do you think we can squeeze it all in?
I think we're going to have to. That's what it says we're doing. That's the map.
It's kind of like doing Soy City Buzz because we do like four guests an hour.
Oh, you sometimes double and triple book, but you make it work all the time.
Well, we make it work, but I'm not sure it sounds good, but we do make it work.
It's a whole lot of fun. And then the next day I got to come sort out where all the microphones are and where they go. Cause you got so many people in there, they get kind of pushed over but it's fun. I love listening to it.
Not to mention all the food products that are probably left over.
Yeah, that's true.
By the way, on Monday night, it's going to be a great show. It's going to be packed. So I encourage you to listen at 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Soy City Buzz on First Mid Monday, brought to you by First Mid Bank and Insurance Group.
Give a plug to Gretchen too. You got to give her some love this morning.
I do.
For being right there. Gretchen's a big part of it.
Gretchen?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh man.
No, I love Gretchen.
I know you do.
You know the funny thing about Gretchen is I didn't know. I guess I did know it, but forgot it. But I was saying something about I had my cufflinks on backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Going into the radio show last Monday night over at Doherty's. I noticed my cufflink, one of them was on the wrong way. And I go, oh, man, what a Hoosier. And she goes, what do you mean by that? I said, well, I got my cufflinks on the wrong way. And, you know, my dad would have called me a Hoosier by doing that. She goes, you know, I'm from Indiana. And I said, oh, so you're a Hoosier, too. And she goes, yeah, but I like being a Hoosier. I go, so does my daughter-in-law. Yeah. But when you put your cufflinks on backward, you're a Hoosier. You're That's a Hoosier. All I'm on. Fair it did enough. Not start well with her.
I bet not.
But I don't know. When you're from Missouri, you just think Indiana's always trying to catch up with you. There's an arrogance there. Now,
fair enough,
I guess. And we were always trying to catch up with Illinois and Missouri because Illinois was the progressive state. But it's kind of slipped a little.
Well, we'll get it right on track. We'll start with our fitness. How about that?
Well, let's talk about that because the YMCA, this is their segment for this half hour, but both you and I have been involved in the fitness challenges. You more than once.
Yep.
Actually, I did it twice.
Yep.
And it really paid off, didn't it?
Changed my life, like without exaggerating. I would say the simplest, easiest thing that I did was not necessarily the exercise and stuff at the Y, because you have to go there to work. I mean, it's fun and all that, but that's where you go to exercise, to even just walk the track or whatever. That's the physical part. But the mindset is the thing that changed my life the most. And I wouldn't have got that without repeatedly going to the Y. The biggest change in my life was I used to drink. I don't drink alcohol. I never have, but I used to drink soda like it was water.
Well, it is. It's sugar water.
Yeah. I mean, I would drink it all the time. You go to go to dinner, you'd have six or seven sodas. You go to a party, you have soda. You'd be on your way from anywhere to anywhere else. You stop and get a soda. And
allegedly, I was told there are 8 teaspoons of sugar in every soda.
I wouldn't be surprised. And I started going to the Y, and we, during our challenge, they stressed drink a lot of water. You get points for water. Now, I'm not exaggerating. I bet I drink water 99.99% of the time. And that is if you're talking about weight loss, there's all the free ones right there. It's all free. That part right there.
Well, right.
But
it's a filler.
So much better.
It's
Kevin.
A filler.
Yeah.
It not only cleans your system out, but it also curbs your appetite.
Mm-hmm. And it gives you all the things that you need in your body to function. It helps with blood flow. It helps. I mean, it just helps fuel your entire engine. And that was one of the things that I picked up at the Y, in addition to learning how to work out and learning how to get a regimen and learning how to get on a schedule and everything. But just that little bit of coaching and life expertise honestly changed my life significantly.
Well, we have Penny Butts here, and she is an evidence-based program coordinator for the YMCA. And she could probably speak to a lot of what Nick just said there. I'm one of these guys that believe in moderation because I cannot give up my Stella. I cannot give up my Diet Cokes, and I cannot give up my Diet Pepsis. But I do watch how much of it I put in the body. I can't just go to water. Is there any hope left for a guy like me?
Actually, what we recommend is moderation, because generally if someone completely eliminates something they love, it's going to fail. They're going to eventually fall back into their bad habits. So if you can do moderation with whatever habit it is, that's you're setting yourself up for more success.
Now, I grew up in a family, I have five brothers, and my mother and father were great parents. But one thing they did not put a stop to was sugar. We were allowed to eat sugar, and I got diabetes from it. My mother had diabetes. And I literally can say that I'm semi-addicted to sugar. It is I hate to say it's a poison because it's not. It's a food product, but it is dangerous.
Well, sugar is very, very addictive. Even if you look at our snack foods, for example,
carbohydrates.
Well, if you look at Doritos, I mean, two of the biggest food items that are in there are salt and sugar, both things that people don't think of sugar being in Doritos, but it's in there, and people crave both salt and sugar. That's why you can't eat just one. You sit down and you eat a whole bag.
Yeah,
that's a good question that I've always wondered. So addiction, with the evidence that you've seen, is addiction when I open up a bag of chips, I taste one, the addiction might fuel me to taste another, or is the addiction I eat a bag and then I need to get another bag another time? Can it work in a long term and in the short term? Can addiction, chip after chip, could that be part of addiction?
The chip after chip, it definitely, those two, the sugar and the salt, cause you to crave more. So that's a general, and when we were little, the old commercial, you can't eat just one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Lay's
potato chips.
That's right.
It's true.
The salt and sugar cause you to crave more and more.
You know what else I found that out to be true with? Del's peanut brittle. Oh, my God. You can't just eat one piece of peanut brittle.
Mm-hmm.
Before you know it, half the bag is gone.
Right.
And it's sugar and salt.
That's why you need to measure out what you're going to eat before you eat, whether it be the peanut brittle or potato chips. Make that, put it in a bowl and walk away from the bag.
Nick, you were talking about what water, how that transformed your life from drinking soda all the time. For me, is whatever meal I get in front of me, I only eat half of it. I know that's, some people say, well, you're wasting. And I'm saying they're giving me too much.
Right.
And I used to eat it all because I was supposed to eat it all.
Right.
But I'm full after half. So I'm stopping. And that makes a big difference in how many calories you're taking.
Oh, absolutely. And, in restaurants, generally, they give you way more. So they recommend when they first bring your plate out to just immediately box up half of it to take home for another meal.
And that's what I do. Or I share.
Right.
Sometimes my wife and I will both get salads, and then we'll split an entree. Last night, half my steak went to my son. He showed up late, and I said, here, take this. I might eat all this, but I wanted the steak. I wanted the flavor, but I didn't want that whole steak.
Sure.
For convenience, you buy these, the snack manufacturers that'll make the baked chips or the smart popcorns or whatever. They'll make like 100-calorie bags. And you
right.
pay a premium for that because if you bought a big bag, it'd be a lot cheaper. But the problem is you might sit down and eat the whole big bag in one or two goes. But if you buy these little, 100-calorie snack packs, you grab one on the way out of the door, you're only going to eat or consume 100 calories. And so the pre-portioning that she's talking about, that Penny's talking about, it really makes a significant difference, because if you had 180 calories to sit there and eat, chances are you'd eat them. So why not just have 100 and just, think of it ahead of time.
What I feel for are people that are getting sucked in to our culture about eating whatever you want. And, even the big oversized meals, and so they got to get educated. I mean, you got to realize you're being played a little bit by advertising to buy and eat a product. I sat at Universal one year and sat on the bench while my kids went and did all the rides. And I just counted people as they went by. Who's overweight? Who's not? Who's overweight? Who's not? And honest to goodness, I think it was 75% of the people were overweight. And that it's not their fault. It's our culture. It's our media selling these products and people buying it. And you're in the business to educate them.
Right.
And talk about this at the why. No one thinks about the why as being the education. You think about the action place. But you're doing both there, aren't you?
We are. In fact, we've got 7 programs total that are designed for people with special situations, whether they are Down syndrome or cancer survivors. But one of them is also for diabetes prevention to help people prevent them from becoming diabetic.
Because let me tell you why that's important, because I'm a diabetic. If you can prevent becoming a diabetic with this program that you're going to talk about, you're going to save yourself a fortune. Because the diabetic medicine is very, very important, and it works, but it's expensive.
Well, not only the medicine, but once you're diabetic, you're at increased risk of neuropathy, for blindness, for losing a foot. So you have all kinds, heart disease, you have all kinds of complications once you do become diabetic.
And that's usually your pancreas giving out, right?
Right.
And a lot of times there's no sure reason why your pancreas, sometimes it's genetics, but a lot of times is you've overworked it. And if you've eaten a lot of sugar as a kid, you're overworking your pancreas.
Right. There's definitely a correlation. There's a higher probability of becoming diabetic if you are overweight. And so that is one of the things.
Why is that? You know? Because
I'm not completely sure.
I think it just correlates with poor eating of processed foods and too many carbohydrates. But I didn't have a weight problem, but I became diabetic, although I needed to reduce my weight by about 15 pounds to get back into the zone that you're supposed to be in. And the only way to do that is cut back on the sugar.
Right. And with this program, we actually look at fat grams. We have the participants count their fat grams, and we have a goal, and it's based on their current weight. So that we look at a table to see what their fat gram goal should be. And we do have the participants count their fat grams, log everything, because generally, just like with the potato chips, you don't realize how much you're putting in your mouth until you start counting it.
Oh, it makes you mad, too. When you see, tell me I can't do this anymore because it has that much. But it makes you so aware of what you're putting in your body.
Right. It's very eye-opening. So we have people counting their fat grams. We also encourage them to get up to 150 minutes of exercise a week, which is actually what the American Heart Association recommends as well, with a goal of over the course of the year reducing their total body weight by 7%. So whatever their weight is, dropping it by 7%. And we've seen significant improvement in their blood sugar scores by doing that.
All right, we're going to talk more about this. I hope you're interested, folks. I'm really interested because it's something you need to know about, because diabetes is an epidemic now.
It is.
And it needs to, you need to be smarter and to know how to avoid it. But I got to tell you what, I got up early this morning to get here. It was windy and it was cold. It was like 23 degrees, and I think it's still 23 degrees. But it's going to get worse, Nick. Tell the folks about it.
Today, we've got some snow this afternoon, likely a high near 31. Less than an inch of snow is what it calls for. Tonight, there's going to be some freezing rain, maybe some sleet. Temperatures will continue to drop, and wind gusts will get up to around 36 miles per hour. For Saturday, rain is likely before noon. It'll be cloudy with temperatures falling to around 25. That tells you there's maybe some ice in the forecast there. And for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 13. The current temperature in downtown Decatur sits at 24 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:21.
Seniors that that have consistent home care report greater fulfillment and less loneliness. CHELP can help seniors remain independent and in their homes as long as possible. CHELP provides affordable, experienced, and professional home care services from friendly trained staff. Services that include cleaning, shopping, being a companion, and giving personal care in the client's home. Services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For scheduling and rates, call the CHELP office at 422-9888 or visit CHELP online at CHELPIL.org.
You've heard of LSA, but take a listen to why parents choose LSA and stay with LSA.
Hi, my name is Amber Billingsley. We have 3 children that attend the LSA. We have a third grader, a fifth grader, and a junior in high school. We chose the Lutheran School Association because it has such a positive atmosphere. We feel absolutely blessed that we found the LSA. The education is excellent, but we feel like we get so much more than that. They teach our kids to love one another, to help one another, and to be all around good people. They accept our children as unique individuals, literally treat our kids like their own. Our kids love the LSA. They cannot wait to go to school every day. They love the fact that they get to pray at school and then get to learn about God. And it's just such a positive atmosphere. And we feel like our kids are going to have a huge advantage heading into the real world because of what they have learned at the LSA.
LSA, building compassionate leaders today. It's great to be an LSA Lion. Visit LSA.
Happy 2020 from the Eric Lee Show. And we got some good news. Not only is the decade not actually over, but neither is the school year, and the Corley Family Dental Teacher of the Month contest continues. Each month, you nominate your favorite teachers, coaches, and administrators in Macon County. It could be grade school, high school, even Richland and Milliken. The Eric Lee Show will randomly draw 5 finalists to honor each month. And the final week of the month, you vote to determine a winner. Corley Family Dental Teacher of the Month. Visit NowDecatur.com now to nominate your faves.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Welcome back, Byers & Company. I'm Kevin Burhaney. Wayne Kent's going to be here next Monday. And then Monday night, you know, I was talking about Soy City Buzz, Nick Smith. Amy Bleefnik is going to be one of the guests. And she's not just coming on to talk about MRI, making resources. Guess what?
What's that?
Her family was in Family Feud.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's going to debut on Wednesday.
Oh, that'd be fun.
So she's going to come and talk about some of the backstory of the Family Feud TV show.
Oh, that's a lot of fun.
Only the Becks, you know?
That's right.
In this case, the Bleefniks. All right. Well, so we're talking to Penny Butts. Penny is with the YMCA, and she is the evidence-based program coordinator. And I'm just going to say you're the educator of a lot of important things that people need to know about their health at the YMCA. Would that be fair?
That is very fair. So, yeah,
you're a trainer as well.
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm a personal trainer. Been a personal trainer for 8 years. I've also got a strong business, but I've got my MBA. So I've got a strong business background. So I
show off.
So I embrace this.
I always wanted one of those.
And I should mention I had 17 years in pharmaceuticals. Oh. So I'm very.
You want to drop some names too?
Well, I'm very comfortable with working with disease states.
I know. And you know what? That's what I love about the Y. We have one of the best YMCAs, I think, in Illinois.
Oh, I think so.
And, but all the professionalism that's there, from Matt all the way throughout. And I know all your trainers, and they're all really good, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, we are there because we love it there. I mean, we could go other places, but the whole atmosphere in
the
Y.
Why are you there? Oh, with your background, you could be anywhere. Why did you pick the Y?
I love the people there. I mean, it's not the diversity with the employment. I love that. That's something that's near and dear to my heart is seeing diversity. But the clientele there is just wonderful.
And helping kids who couldn't afford to go to
exactly.
A big-time health club.
And I love, like, in the lobby, the Y has free coffee. And so people come and socialize, too, and the social part is really important to people because for a lot of people, that's the only outlet that they have. So coming in, having a cup of coffee, and then getting their exercise.
And my daughter, who wants to work out, but she's a very busy mom, she can bring her kids and they can be in a little daycare area while she does her workout. You guys think of everything.
Absolutely. And we all have a lot of programs now that are 30-minute total body. So you have the person like your daughter who's working. She needs to get in there and get out. she's got a busy life. So if she can come in and do 30 minutes and get a total body workout, that's awesome.
Now, you're located right next to Decatur Memorial. Well, it's Memorial Hospital now. Is it still Decatur Memorial Hospital? It's one of the memorials.
Right.
The Springfield and Decatur.
Right.
But you're at 220 West McKinley, right by the Cancer Center and Coffee Connection. I mean, it's a wonderful campus.
Right. And it's convenient. You know, right in the middle of town. Anyone, whether you're in Forsyth or Mount Zion or wherever, it's right in the middle of everything.
So you're right now focusing on the diabetes classes?
Well, we are...
Pre-diabetes.
Pre-diabetes. So if you've been diagnosed with diabetes at some point in your life, you're considered a diabetic for the rest of your life. So what our goal is to prevent you from becoming diabetic.
So you don't really want them. You want them to go to their doctor.
Right. They need to see a diabetic nurse educator that's what they went to school to learn. So what we're going to do is work with the people whose blood sugars are high, but not yet diabetic. And we're going to do everything we can to help them from becoming diabetic.
And the technology now, there's such great on your iPhone. You can find out what your blood sugars are by just turning on your phone.
Sure.
What you got other programs going on too, right?
We do. We're in the middle of a Live Strong Cancer Survivor program. Our next one is going to start in April, so I am accepting applications for that because that's coming up before we know it. But we're getting ready to launch some new programs. We currently have a Pedaling for Parkinson's. That's already going, but a lot of Parkinson's patients can't get on a bike. So we're launching a new program the beginning of February that's a land or a floor-based program that's going to involve balance, weightlifting, cardio, a little bit with voice.
For Parkinson's.
So it's going to...
That's awesome.
So it really, anybody who's been diagnosed with Parkinson's is going to fit into one of those two classes.
And what I understand about Parkinson's, it's one of these diseases that progresses.
It does.
And so early onset of Parkinson, to get involved in doing the athletics is really important, right?
It is. And what we found, like with the pedaling class, is if you can maintain a certain reps per minute, that it actually releases dopamine in the brain, which is going to help reduce the incidence of tremors. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it helps people walk better. It helps people talk better.
How do you just constantly get dopamine? That's what I want. That dopamine does a lot of stuff inside your body, doesn't
it? Right. So, but then this new land-based program, of course, balance is a huge issue for Parkinson's. So if we can help people learn that better, then that's going to help them as well.
All right. Well, thank you for being here. And we'll talk to the YMCA folks next Friday.
Great. Thank you.